News Talk 1620, WTAW, Tuesday Update with Officer Kelly McKeith and the Bryan Police Department. We are recording before you go on your party circuit for National Night Out.
Well, good. Yes, we have a whole bunch of parties this year, and we're so excited. We had 31 last year, and this year we have 39. So we almost hit the 40 mark, but we're looking forward to getting out and greeting the community members. And this year I will be up in North Bryan, so I'll be going to Hooper Street and Denise in Oklahoma. But we have lots of parties in lots of different areas, and we look forward to visiting with everybody.
Meantime, talked about this time yesterday regarding the response to a report of a suspicious package and any update about what was not a suspicious package in the end, but you didn't know until a couple of hours into this thing.
Right. It did look very suspicious, and, you know, we did call out the bomb squad. Fortunately, there were no explosive materials in that device that was found.
So it was just a metal or plastic?
It was a metal pipe, but and it did look very suspicious and looked real. So we've recovered that item, and we're going to examine it with the assistance of the ATF.
Visiting with Officer Kelly McKeith and the Bryan Police Department, you were reviewing reports from over the weekend and found something that you wanted to spend some time on, the importance of when you're approached by an officer, do what the officer asks you to do.
Right. I mean, it's just a matter of, if you do the right thing, you might not come out with as many charges as this one individual did. I mean, and unfortunately, I know that, you know, when you're under the influence of alcohol, that your mental and physical capabilities are not all there, so you may not always make the best decisions. But on this one instance, we went out to T Drive, where we had several calls of a male that was intoxicated and causing a lot of problems. When officers tried to talk to him, he took off running, and then when we did catch up with him, he decided to resist, and during that resisting, he got a small cut on his leg, and we took him to St. Joseph Hospital because our first primary goal is safety and medical issues. We want to take care of all of those. But what could have been, you know, typically if someone's publicly intoxicated, our standard procedure, depending on what they're doing, is to find a friend, you know, a sober friend that we can, or a family member or someone that we can turn them over to, so that they're not a danger to themselves anymore. But when we can't do that, or when they make it impossible for us to do that, like in this instance, this one person got charged with evading arrest, resisting arrest, public intoxication, and disorderly conduct, whereas he could have gotten off with a citation and released to a friend.
And then finishing up with our locations of increased traffic enforcement.
Slow down all over town, but especially in the 1300 block of Esther near Bennett Street for all the blend commuters that go through there, and the 700 block of East MLK near Pierce, which are both of those areas are 30 miles per hour.
And that's our update. Officer Kelly McKeith and the Bryan Police Department with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.